It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
It is tea time, and we are kicking things off with Donald Trump. My mouth dropped upon the news that he became the third president in U.S. history to become impeached after the House voted last night on charges of obstruction of Congress, abuse of power. Wow.
I think this is absolutely kind of crazy. Obviously, the world is shocked with this news.
Yes, absolutely.
But I think it'll be interesting. I don't think that it's going to get passed through the Senate. I know it got passed through the House, which the House is Democratic. So majority, and the Senate is Republican majority. So I just don't think it's going to get any further than this. But
right, we have Nancy Pelosi here.
Base are 230.
Oh, we lost Nancy.
The nays are 230. The nays are 197. Present is 1. Article 1 is adopted. The question is on adoption of Article 2. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
The ayes have it.
Wow. And Trump, as you can imagine, very angry about the impeachment. He shared his thoughts at a Michigan rally attacking the Democrats.
You're declaring open war on American democracy. You are the ones interfering in America's elections. You are the ones subverting America's democracy. We did nothing wrong, nothing whatsoever. This was just an excuse. You are the ones obstructing justice. You are the ones bringing pain and suffering to our republic.
All right. So anyway, that is latest break. You're not going to be able to get away from that news. It took over all the networks yesterday. Wow. I'm shocked.
I think it's craziness, and I just, you know, I don't want to hear about it going into Christmas.
Right. I know.
So hopefully your holiday plans with your family, it doesn't get brought up that much. And you don't have to talk about politics too much.
Absolutely. We're going to light things up with Dua Lipa. She says she used to get away with a more normal name as a kid.
I mean, my whole life, I feel like my name's always been a little bit difficult to pronounce. I just didn't appreciate my name as much growing up. Being born in London, having a full Albanian name like Dua, people pronouncing it
orally. It means love, right?
It means love in Albanian, yeah. Yeah, I feel like I just wanted a normal name. I was like, Sarah, Hannah, Chloe, anything, yeah. I'll take it.
Oh, I didn't know that was her real name. I really thought that might be a stage name.
Oh, really?
But Dua Lipa. Yeah,
because
people
so
take
pretty.
A name. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, too, that's like so common when you're a kid. I feel like when you're a kid, you don't want to be like noticed for anything not normal.
Right.
But then like when you grow up, you can kind of appreciate those things.
You like to be unique.
Yes.
Like Harry Styles. Harry, he talked about how he went through a really hard time recording his latest album.
It's definitely about kind of, I guess, what I was going through at the time. And that's both good and bad. I think the thing with this album for me was, while I was making it, the times when I was kind of sad were probably like some of the saddest times of my life, but then at the same time, the times when I was happy were some of the best times I've ever had in my life. So it's both. It's a fine line.
That's the name of the album, Fine Line.
Fine Line. That was Ellen. He also got really squeamish when asked about Kendall Jenner, saying they are just friends. And lastly here, I don't know if you heard about this drama, Miss Liv, since you're from Kentucky. A former Miss Kentucky admits to sending nude photos. Here's the thing. Okay, Ramsey Bierce got very emotional. She pled guilty and asked the judge for mercy. She's a former Miss Kentucky who was an eighth grade teacher in West Virginia, and she sent sexual photos to a 15-year-old student.
Oh my gosh.
Since I'm the adult and he was just a teenager, it was definitely my fault, and I accept the full blame for the situation. My husband was working all the time and was too distracted and overwhelmed with work to pay attention to me. I messed up big time.
Wow, she faces up to 2 years in jail and will be sentenced in January. Probably have to register as a sex offender for life.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you send nude photos to a 15-year-old. I don't care what your husband is doing.
Yeah.
I don't care if he's cheating on you. You don't send nude photos to a minor.
I mean, she's 29. And you think about, this is really weird, too, but the roles reversed. If it was a 29-year-old dude sending nudes to a 15-year-old girl, I mean, it's not
absolutely
okay
not.
Either way. But that is definitely your tea. Okay, here's the deal. We are going to spice up your life. We want to make it holiday festive. We're ready to just play some holiday music wall to wall. What do you want to hear? 833-563-2539. We are going all holiday music coming up next on Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.